请我们大家一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的圣餐礼，我们一起唱诗296首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our sacrament of Holy Communion, and let's sing hymn 296.
中文第一节唱两次。请坐。
Please be seated.
在主耶稣被抓的那个晚上，主耶稣跟门徒用最后的晚餐。
On the night in which Jesus was arrested, he shared the Last Supper with his disciples.
主耶稣拿起了无酵饼，他注谢了，来拨开分给门徒。
And he took up bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples.
对门徒说，这是我的身体，为你们所舍的。
And he said to them, "This is my body broken for your sake."
照样的，他拿起葡萄汁。祝谢的来分给门徒。
And likewise, he took up the grape juice, the cup, and also gave thanks.
他分给门徒说，这是立约的血。
And he gave it to them, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant."
在这最后的时刻，主耶稣要将最重要、最好的事情来交代给门徒。
In his final hours, the Lord Jesus told them the best news.
主耶稣曾经向犹太人、向他的门徒宣告说：“你们要吃我的肉，喝我的血。”
Jesus Christ has proclaimed in the past that you must eat my flesh and drink my blood.
主耶稣很慎重地来告诉他们说：“喝我、吃我肉、喝我血的，才有生命在他们的、在你们的里头。”
And if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, there will be life within you.
在末日能够得以复活。
And you shall be resurrected on the last day.
这是当时的听见的人，他们没有办法明白，也没有办法接受的一个宣告。
And those who heard that message could not understand, and they refused to believe.
主耶稣对门徒这样解释。
But Jesus Christ explained to his disciples.
他说：“我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is spirit and life.”
我们人生活在时空里头，我们生活在这物质界里头。
We live in this physical world in a body of flesh.
所以我们常常我们的思考就停留在这个物质界里头。
And therefore, our understanding is often limited to this physical world.
主耶稣提醒门徒，我现在所说的不是在这个物质界，你们要用属灵的层面来看。
But Jesus Christ reminded his disciples that his word is not, does not concern this world, but rather we must think and reflect on the spiritual world.
在这最后的时刻，主耶稣他必须来成全他的这个应许。
And in his last hours, Jesus Christ was about to fulfill his promise to them.
所以他祝谢了饼，祝谢了杯，将他在灵里头将他的身体将他的血来赐给这些门徒。
And when he gave thanks to the bread and for the cup in the spirit, they were transformed into his flesh and blood.
主耶稣也告诉门徒说，你们也应当如此行。
And the Lord commanded them to do likewise as he did.
在往后的日子，你们要继续的来领受主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的血。
He commanded them that in the days to come, you must continue to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
因为这个跟生命有关系。
Because it has to do with life.
因为这个跟将来的复活有关系。
It has to do with their resurrection in the last days.
所以门徒照着主耶稣的吩咐，在往后的日子，他们继续来举办圣餐，领受主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的血。
And so the disciples obeyed and had the Holy Communion accordingly.
我们今天也是一样，照着主耶稣的吩咐来举办圣餐。
Just as we obey today and have the sacrament of the Holy Communion.
当时主耶稣又告诉门徒说，你们这样子做也是为了来纪念我。
Jesus Christ said to them, "You do this in remembrance of me."
主耶稣来到世界上，他所做的每一件事情都是值得我们再三的去 思考、去思想、去纪念。
And everything that Christ did while he was on earth, is worthy of reflection.
啊，特别是他为我们在十字架上的牺牲。
Especially his death on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上，他讲了几句话被记录下来。
And the Bible tells us words that Christ spoke while he was hanging on the cross.
啊，第一句话，主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
The first, he said, "Father, forgive them."
啊，这是主耶稣基督他对我们的慈悲，对我们的怜悯。
This was spoken out of his mercy and compassion for us.
啊，他能够完全的知道我们的无知，而他也愿意来赦免我们。
He knew that we were ignorant, and he still forgave us.
主耶稣对那一位悔改的强盗说：“今日你要同我在乐园里。”
And Jesus Christ said to the criminal who repented, saying, "This day you shall be with me in paradise."
啊，这告诉我们主耶稣基督他拯救的能力。
And this was spoken out of his power to save.
就好像主耶稣所说的，他爱门徒到底，他拯救他们到底。
Just as we read, he loved his disciples to the end, and he saved them completely.
主耶稣对所爱的门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
And then Jesus Christ said to the disciples whom he loved, "Look at your mother."
主耶稣对玛利亚说：“妇人，看你的儿子。”
And he said to Mary, "Woman, look at your son."
啊，这是他主耶稣对他所爱的人他的供应。
These are the words he spoke these words to take care of those he loved.
他爱玛利亚，他希望他也安排玛利亚以后继续能够得到这位门徒的照顾。
He loved his mother Mary, and he wanted to make sure his mother was taken care of by his disciple.
啊，这些我们都是很容易的去了解的。
These words are easy to understand.
我们请来看马太福音二十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章四十六节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 46.
耶再伸出耶稣大声喊着说：“以利以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Verse 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这句话啊，似乎就比较难懂。
These final words are more difficult to understand.
啊，看起来好像是神在弃绝神。
It seemed as if the Lord had forsaken Jesus Christ.No, it seemed like God himself was forsaking himself.
那其实呢，这在告诉我们，主耶稣基督，他跟我们这些罪人来认同。
But these words actually show that Jesus made himself a sinner just like every one of us.
在我们的生活当中，我们常常苦于说，没有人了解我们。或者愿意来站在我们的立场。
And when we suffer, we often feel that no one understands us and no one can sympathize with us.
啊，常常并不是我们要求对方要付出什么，我们只是希望说对方能够站在我们的立场。
Often we don't expect even someone to help us really, but just that they understand what we're going through. 啊，
我们在主耶稣的身上。我们可以能够得着这个我们所想要的。
And we can find this understanding and compassion in Jesus Christ.
啊，在这里，主耶稣跟我们这些罪人来认同。
Jesus, he became a sinner and sympathized with us.
这里告诉我们几件事情。
And these words teach us a few things.
啊，主耶稣他尝了，他知道我们这些罪人。是身处在黑暗里头。
Jesus Christ tasted and experienced what it's like to live in the darkness of sin.
我们请看马太福音二十七章四十五节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 27 verse 45.
从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。
Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land.
啊，这是一个非常奇特的情景。
This was unusual.
啊，不应该是黑暗的时刻，啊，却因为主耶稣的钉十字架而成为遍地黑暗。
These hours were still during the daytime, and yet because Jesus suffered, there was darkness all over the land.
啊，其实这在反映着人真实的生活。
And the darkness reflects our everyday lives.
啊，圣经告诉我们，世人都在那恶者的手，握在那恶者的手下。
The Bible tells us, for the world is under the rule of the evil one.
啊，圣经告诉我们，罪的结局就是永远的黑暗。
And that the end of the result of sin is eternal darkness.
啊，今天我们非常感谢主耶稣他的救赎。
Thank the Lord that we have been saved by Jesus Christ.
他知道罪人处在黑暗当中是多么的凄惨。
And he knows firsthand how terrible it is to suffer in sin.
啊，今天他拣选我们，让我们离开黑暗。
But he chose us and saved us so that we can escape from that darkness.
啊，但是我们人的心里头却还常常充满着黑暗。
And yet, often our heart still is filled with darkness.
我们偏离正路的生活，我们错误的生活，将我们又带入黑暗里头。
When we stray from the truth and we go into darkness.
当我们信仰冷淡的时候
，When our faith is weak.
啊，我们的行为常常也就跟着偏差了。
Then our actions and our decisions would not be of the truth.
啊，当我们冷淡的时候，我们渐渐的远离神。
When our faith is weak, we depart further and further from God.
啊，所带来的常常就是啊，生活上有过患。
And we make mistakes and commit sins.
啊，这种过患的生活就跟黑暗脱离不了关系。
And when we commit sins, we fall into darkness.
啊，主耶稣他永远是这世界上的光。
But Jesus Christ is always the light of the world.
他永远愿意将我们从黑暗当中来救出来。
And he always is willing to save us from this darkness.
啊，让我们能够离开黑暗。
So that we can depart from the darkness.
请看马可福音十六章。
Let's read Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章第七节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 7.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前告诉你们的。
Verse 7. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.
有三位姐妹，她们看见了主耶稣的复活。
There are three sisters, women who saw, witnessed the resurrection of Christ.
天使要他们说去告诉主耶稣的门徒。
And the angels commanded them to tell the disciples.
我们有没有注意到这里又特别强调说也告诉彼得
？Then notice the angels specifically called out Peter's name.
难道彼得不是门徒当中的一个吗
？Isn't Peter already one of the disciples?
啊，为什么特别要强调也告诉彼得
？Why did the angel specifically said and Peter?
啊，我们知道彼得现在是在最低落的当中。
At this time, this moment, Peter was at the lowest point of his faith.
他本来是很努力的、很勇敢的，要保护主耶稣，甚至跟主耶稣同死。
He had been willing to follow Christ to the end, even unto death.
但是他的意志没有办法胜过他的软弱。
But his human will cannot overcome his own weakness.
其他的门徒只是跑掉了。
The other disciples simply ran away.
彼得没有跑掉，但是他三次的否认耶稣。
Peter did not run away, but he denied Christ three times.
在这些门徒当中，他成为一个最大的失败者。
And compared to the other disciples, he was the greatest failure.
他也知道他的这个过患啊，不是小小的过患啊，是一个很大的对不起主耶稣。
And Peter knew that what he had done was a great sin against Jesus Christ.
他觉得说他再也 他再也不配跟主耶稣的这个伟大的事工有关。
He probably felt that he no longer had a part with the work of Jesus Christ.
啊，因为他的这个软弱过失，他陷入黑暗里头。
And his failure and his sin had led him into darkness.
他也自认为自己是一个不配再不能够再得到原谅的人。
And Peter felt that he was unworthy of forgiveness.
他觉得说他前面已经没有光明了。
And there was no longer light ahead of him.
啊，主耶稣，他曾经在十字架上跟罪人来认同。
And then, but Jesus Christ had made himself a sinner.
所以，为的就是要来拯救这些罪人。
In order to save the sinners.
啊，所以现在他并没有放弃彼得。
And so Jesus Christ did not give up on Peter.
啊，主耶稣愿意给彼得有一个新的开始。
Jesus gave him a new beginning.
啊，主耶稣愿意让彼得能够继续来跟主耶稣一起为前面的事工来努力。
And Jesus Christ commanded Peter to have a part with the work ahead.
啊，所以这三个姐妹说也要告诉彼得。
And so the angels commanded the three women to tell Peter. 啊，
主耶稣他尝了，他也知道罪人的这种不确定。
And Jesus Christ also experienced what it meant, how uncertain it is to be a sinner.
主耶稣喊着说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He cried out, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
当人生活当中充满着不确定的时候，我们就是常常问着说为什么。
When we are unsure of our future, we ask why.
其实在主耶稣的一生当中，他凡事都是非常的确定，非常的肯定的。
But Jesus Christ lived a life that is certain. He knew what he was going to do.
比如他在12岁跟着约瑟玛利亚到圣殿去。
For example, when he was 12, he followed his parents Joseph and Mary to the temple.
啊，当大家回家的时候，他并没有在回家的路上。
And when they went home, Jesus stayed behind.
啊，后来玛利亚、约瑟非常着急的再回到圣殿，终于找到主耶稣。
And his parents anxiously searched for him and finally found him in the temple. 啊，
玛利亚说：“你为什么这样子啊？让我们为你着急忧心。
”And Mary asked him, "Why do you make us worry about you?"
主耶稣非常确定地对玛利亚说，你岂不知道我应当以父的事情为念吗？
But Jesus Christ replied very certainly, Don't you know that I should have in mind the things of God?
在约翰福音第二章，有一次耶稣跟门徒还有玛利亚参加一个婚宴。
And in John chapter 2, Jesus attended a wedding with his mother.
这主人并没有事先并没有发现说他准备的饮料是不够的。
And the master did not prepare enough drinks for the guests.
所以玛利亚来对主耶稣说，他们的酒已经用完了。
So Mary came to Jesus and said they ran out of wine.
主耶稣叫仆人把水倒在石缸里头。
So Jesus commanded the servants to pour water into the jars.
主耶稣非常确定肯定的对这些仆人说，把石缸里头的水摇出来送给管宴席的。
And with certainty, he commanded the servants to pour the water from the jar and serve it to the guests.
有一次有超过5000的人，他们听主耶稣的讲道。
And another time, more than 5,000 came to listen to Jesus.
天已经黑了，这些人似乎一整天都没有吃什么。
And when it became dark, the crowd was hungry.
主耶稣对门徒说，准备食物给他们吃。
And Jesus commanded his disciples to get them some food.
门徒回答说，纵然我们有一大笔钱，我们也没有办法买那么多的食物。
And the disciples reply, we can't possibly afford food for all these people.
主耶稣却非常确定地告诉门徒说，叫他们都坐在草地上。
But with certainty, Jesus commanded them to sit.
把饼跟鱼 分给他们，而且随他们所要的让他们吃到饱。
And took some loaves of bread and some fish and served them, served every one of them.
有一次门徒在海上遇到了大风浪。
And another time, the disciples encountered a great storm on the sea.
这些门徒害怕呼喊。
And they cried out in fear.
他们向主耶稣来哀告。
They cried out to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣非常肯定非常确定地对风浪说停了吧住了吧
But with great authority Jesus commanded the storm to cease
唯独在十字架上主耶稣却成为这样一个这么不确定的人
But only at this moment on the cross Jesus was unsure of himself
我的神我的神为什么离弃我
my God why have you forsaken me
其实这应该是一个失落的人一个罪人他是生活在不确定的这种困境里头
Only a sinner is unsure of himself
一个失落的人在他的生活当中已经失去了目标
Only one is lost we lose focus in life
一个失落的人在他的生活里头没有所谓的意义
When one is lost, we have no meaning in our lives.
这一种的不确定常常是人生里头最深层的苦恼。
And this lack of certainty is the, make us worry.
主耶稣他知道人的这一很多人生活在这一种不确定里头。
Jesus Christ knew what it feels like to be uncertain.
因为他曾经来认同这些罪人。
Because he became a sinner.
所以当这些失落的人，他们肯来到主耶稣这里，主耶稣就能够拯救他们。
So anyone who is lost is willing when they're willing to come to Jesus, he is able to save them.
那一个到圣殿去祷告的税吏他说我是个罪人可怜我吧
the tax collector went to the temple and prayed to God have mercy on me a sinner
那个在十字架上的强盗说求主耶稣得果的时候能够纪念他
and the robber hanging on the cross said to Jesus when your kingdom comes may I have a part with you
他们就不再成为一个不确定的人
And they no longer were uncertain of their future
今天主耶稣同样的继续的要来担负我们在生活当中的这个不确定
And Today Jesus Christ continued to carry the burden for us in life
请看约翰福音二十章
Let's read John chapter 20
约翰福音二十章十五节
John chapter 20, verse 15.
十五节，耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁？”玛利亚以为是看言的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”
Verse 15, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him.Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
对主耶稣的受死最伤心的人的一个就是这一个玛利亚。
One of the person who was saddened the most by the death of Jesus was Mary.
纵然主耶稣已经多次的来告诉这些门徒，他受死，他要复活。
Even though Jesus Christ had told them more than once that he would die but would be resurrected.
但是这样的事情在人世间是从来没有发生过。
But such a thing has never happened before.
人常常是活在自己的理性里头。
We are limited by our logic.
所以照人的理性，耶稣的复活是不会有的。
So according to human understanding, it is impossible for Jesus Christ to be raised to life.
所以这些门徒，他们是一开始的时候，他们是并不相信耶稣已经复活。
So the disciples did not believe that Jesus was alive.
包括着这个最伤心的 抹大拉的玛利亚
including this woman Mary Magdalene who wept for Jesus.
为什么抹大拉的玛利亚她是这么的伤心
Why did she was she sad?
因为她本来是一个失落的人
Because she was a lost one.
因为她身上被七个鬼把她附着
Seven evil spirits were within her.
所以她不能够有着正常的生活
She could not live a normal life.
在她的生活里头并没有所谓的意义没有所谓的目标
There was no meaning in her life.
就因为主耶稣的怜悯她恢复了正常
But Jesus had mercy on her and restored her life to her.
所以让她的生活里头重新有了意义重新有了目标
So she regained meaning in her life.
现在主耶稣死了似乎她又陷入了那个失落的境况。
But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, she felt as if she had lost that meaning again.
没有了主耶稣，她不晓得她的生活的重心是要放在哪里。
Without Jesus Christ, she did not know how to live.
本来她是跟着这些姐妹们跟随着主耶稣来服侍主耶稣。
She and the other sisters have been following Jesus Christ and his disciples.
那是他生活当中的一个让他的生活是充满着意义。
And this was meaningful to her.
现在耶稣没有了。
But then Jesus was gone.
什么是他人生的意义
？Then what would she live for?
他的人生还有什么目标
？What else could she live for?
但是在这里，主耶稣复活了，问他说：“你为什么哭？”
But Jesus appeared to her and said, "Why are you weeping?"
你的生活仍然是可以充满着意义，充满着目标的。
There is still meaning in your life.
因为主耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus Christ is alive.
在我们信仰的道路上有时候我们似乎又成为一个失落的人。
In our own faith, sometimes we feel as though we are lost again.
有时候我们突然间发现说，我们的生活。好像失去了意义。
We might feel that we have lost meaning in our life again.
我们的生活，我们的内心充满着许多的挣扎。
There are struggles in our heart.
主耶稣爱我们。
And Jesus loves us.
主耶稣也问我们，你为什么哭
？And He will ask us, why are you weeping?
主耶稣他了解我们。
Because He knows what's in our heart.
他知道这个失落的那一个痛苦的那种深层的痛苦。
He knows what it feels like to be lost.
因为在十字架上，他跟我们这些罪人认同。
Because on the cross, he became a sinner just like us.
主耶稣他尝了，他知道罪人跟神的那种分离的可怕。
And he experienced how dreadful it is to be apart from God in heaven.
所以在十字架上主耶稣大声呼喊着我的神我的神为什么离弃我
Therefore he cried out on the cross My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这是极其绝望的呼喊
These are words of hopelessness.
他为我们被离弃
For our sake he was rejected.
那是一个可怕痛苦的结果
That is a dreadful consequence.
因为他的被离弃，让我们永远不被离弃。
But because he was rejected, we are no longer rejected.
请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主。因为主曾说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你
Verse 5 Let your conduct be without covetousness Be content with such things as you have For he himself has said I will never leave you nor forsake you
这里引用旧约里头的一句话说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你
This verse quotes a verse from the Old Testament When God said I will never leave you nor forsake you
今天在主耶稣基督里头，这句话是绝对的肯定的。
Today in the Lord Jesus Christ, this promise is certain.
因为主耶稣在十字架上，他已经为我们被丢弃。
Because on the cross, Jesus Christ was rejected in our place.
所以换得我们今天的绝对不会被丢弃。
In exchange for that, we will never be rejected.
所以这样的查考啊，让我们知道啊，我们不用仍然生活在黑暗里头以及不确定的当中。
From the word of Jesus Christ, we no longer have to live in darkness. 啊，
如果我们现在就好像当时的彼得
，If we feel as Peter did,
这三位姐妹要告诉我们说，主耶稣已经复活了。
The three sisters will tell us that the Lord is risen.
如果我们周遭有人像彼得
，If there are those around us who feel as Peter did,
我们要告诉他，主耶稣已经复活了。
Let's tell them the Lord is risen.
主耶稣曾经跟我们这些罪人来认同。
He had become a sinner, as every one of us did.
我们可以用 identify 这个字
He identified with us as a sinner.
今天我们问问我们自己。我们有没有跟主耶稣认同
？And let us ask ourselves: Have we identified ourselves with Christ?
是的，这些古圣徒，他们都努力的来跟主耶稣认同。
And the saints themselves identify with Christ.
约瑟在波提华的家里，他说：“我怎么能够做这大恶来得罪神
？”In the house of Potiphar, Joseph said, "How can I commit such a great sin against God?"
他跟主耶稣认同。
Because he identified with Christ.
所以他不敢过着，不敢做犯罪得罪神的事情。
And he did not dare to sin.
丹尼里跟主耶稣认同。
Daniel identified with Christ.
所以在巴比伦的皇宫里头，他立志不让王的膳、王的酒来玷污他。
And in the palace of Babylon, he resolved not to be defiled by the food and drink of the king.
主耶稣曾经 跟我们这些罪人认同
And Jesus identified with we the sinners
今天我们要努力的来跟主耶稣认同
And let us also identify with Christ
让我们能够胜过试探
So that we can overcome temptation
让我们努力的来过着一个不犯罪的生活
And let us live a life apart from sin
在这个充满着影响充满着诱惑的世代里头我们能够保持我们的纯正。
And in this generation full of sin, let us remain pure and right.
请我们再翻开《哥林多前书》十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干患主的身主的血了
Therefore whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord
这里保罗说我们要按理来领受圣餐
The apostle Paul says we must receive holy communion in a worthy manner
第一个还没有在真耶稣教会受洗的请你在这一次不要脸。
And because of this reason, if you have not yet been baptized in the true Jesus Church, please refrain from partaking the Holy Communion.
也感谢你尊重我们照着圣经这样来相信，因为这是主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的宝血。
And we appreciate that you respect the command of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣继续带领祝福您，你也能够早日明白道理，也能够成为神家里的人。
And we thank God that you can be here today and invite you to continue to study the Word of God. And when you understand and believe, you too can become a part of the household of God.
那对弟兄姐妹，什么叫做按理来领受圣餐
？And for the brothers and sisters who have been baptized, what does it mean to receive in a worthy manner?
二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the blood of the cup.
因为我们相信祝谢之后，这是主耶稣的身体，这是主耶稣的血。
We believe that after we give thanks, in the spirit, the bread and the cup is transformed into the flesh and blood of Christ.
所以这是一个很重要、很严肃的事情。
And this is very serious.
那我们不可以随便的拒绝领圣餐。
We cannot. Let us not refuse the Holy Communion lightly.
啊，但是我们也要照这里所说的，自己省察，然后来领受。
But at the same time, let us examine ourselves and then receive the bread and the cup.
啊，在生活当中，我们有过患，我们有软弱，我们求主耶稣赦免我们。
And let us repent, confess our sins before the Lord.
啊，如果你的悔改之后，你还是觉得心里不安。
But if after you repent to God, you still do not feel at ease in your conscience.
啊，你暂时不要领受，那你应该找教会的圣职人员啊来谈谈你为什么心里不安。
Then you might not have to, should not partake of the Holy Communion, but please talk to a church worker and tell them why you do not feel at ease in your conscience.
啊，让他们来帮助你。
So that the workers may help you.
啊，让你将来啊能够继续领受这个圣餐。
So that the next time you will be able to partake of the Holy Communion.
啊，我们现在就一起来啊祝谢这个圣餐饼。
So we will give thanks for the bread of the Holy Communion.
啊，请会众一起跪下来。
Let us kneel down.Sacrament of Holy Communion.
啊，在这里啊，以一节圣经节来送给今天这些啊新受洗的小弟兄、小姐妹他们的、啊、爸爸妈妈。
And finally, before we conclude, I'd like to share a verse as encouragement to the parents of our new brothers.
我们请看诗篇144篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 144.
诗篇144篇12节
Psalm 144:12
12节我们的儿子从幼年好像树栽子长大我们的女儿如同垫脚石是按建功的样式凿成的
That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth That our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in the palace style、
啊、很感谢神神赏赐给你们儿女
I thank God for giving us sons and daughters.
啊，也因为你们的信心啊，所以你们让你们的儿女在今天啊来接受宝血的洗礼。
And by your faith, you have decided to let your sons and daughters to be baptized into Christ.
啊，这是主耶稣所赐给你们的产业，也是主耶稣给你们的托付。
Children are an inheritance from the Lord, and they are also a responsibility given to you.
啊、我们需要花时间、花精神、花力量、啊、在我们的孩子身上。
We spend much time and effort on our children.
啊，也愿主耶稣、啊、祝福这些孩子、啊、让他们能够像这一节经节所说的。
May the Lord Jesus bless your children that they may be as described in this verse.
啊，让他们在这属灵的大家庭里头、啊、不断的来得到照顾、得到浇灌。
That they can continue to grow and be nurtured in the house of God.
啊，让这个父母亲、宗教教育系的教员、弟兄姐妹，啊，很用心的，好像在凿这个圣殿的这个啊这个垫脚石这样子啊，来把它凿成。
And may the parents and our teachers and all the brothers and sisters in church bring them up in the Lord and so that they can be built up like the house of God.
好，我们一起来唱赞美诗297首。
And let us sing hymn 297.
好，一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we'll offer a concluding prayer.
好，我们来献上我们感谢的祷告，励志的祷告。
Let's offer a prayer of thanksgiving and determination.
啊，让我们数算一下，在这次的灵恩会里头，啊，我们领受了什么
？Let us count the ways, count the things that we have received during this spiritual convocation.
啊，为往后的日子，我们为主耶稣啊来有所立志。
Let us be resolved to live for Christ.
啊，我们现在一起来祷告，愿意接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
Let us kneel down and pray together. If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.